While the Berkshire District Attorney race has gotten most of the attention this election season, other contested races will be settled Tuesday. One is the campaign for Register of Deeds in the Northern Berkshire District, based in Adams, Massachusetts. With incumbent Francis Brooks not seeking re-election, two candidates are standing for the seat. Yesterday, we met Deborah Moran. Today, WAMC speaks with Democratic candidate Maria Zimba.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of experience. I have over 30 years in the legal field between this office and a legal office where I was a real estate paralegal, plus college. So, with all that being said, beyond that, because, you know, there's always new things to learn, and I can do that, and I can take over and do anything. But I just have a different view on the way this office should continue. You know, we're a relatively small office in Berkshire County, but we are one of the three offices in Berkshire County. We are the middle district. I mean, we have the northern district. There's a middle district in Pittsfield and a southern district in Great Barrington. We're kind of middle in the line as far as size. I just believe that, you know, this office could be more than what it is. I mean, we have to do what we do daily. That's just what the priority is and what we're here for. And we have to, you know, balance books and do monthly reports and do all that. But besides all that, I want this office to become a more viable office. Most people do not realize what we do here. Unless you are involved in real estate or have some reason to come through our doors, most people don't realize we are a great resource for a lot of things. And I would like that to be more well known. And I'd like the atmosphere in here to just show that. Like I said, we have people that come in here every day because they're lawyers and they have to record their documents. And they know what they're doing. But the people who do enter our doors and do not know what they're doing and why they're here, they're lost in the shuffle. They're lost from the minute they walk through the front doors, which, I mean, that may sound trivial, but I want to change that. And then when they do meet us here, I'm out front and visible every day. And, you know, it's a great learning experience for them. It's almost like an education. We're kind of like in a big library of real estate. That's exactly what we are.
So a moment ago you mentioned resources the office provides that maybe people aren't familiar with. What are some of those resources?
Well, we have all your deeds and mortgages and things like that, but we also have survey plans. We have old documents of people who are interested in researching genealogy, histories of people's properties from when they got them from the proprietors in the moments of the settlers and the king's grants and things like that. I don't think people realize that we have all that. And there's a lot of things we have assessor's maps that they probably don't realize we have. They can go to the local towns, but we work in conjunction with the towns as well. But most of the people that come through our door are basic. Somebody bought a piece of property, somebody's selling a piece of property, and that's it. But if people have problems with their land or, a problem with an abutter, that's where we can help you as well, because we usually have old documents or something that may have affected your property that you don't even realize when you bought it that existed 20 or 30 years ago, and we can help you research to find out if there's anything. We can't tell you anything about the house, but we can tell you about the land and the progression of time.
As far as a countywide election, what are your relationships like with other elected positions and officials in the state? Do you have any allegiances with other candidates running in this election cycle?
As far as allegiances with candidates, not really. We're really not even in conjunction with the other positions running. The Registry of Deeds is a totally separate position. We have nothing to do with the DA. We have nothing to do. It's an elected 6-year term, and like I said, most people don't know about us. And we really, really, the political ideology of this office doesn't exist. We really are not a political office. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat to take over this position. It's not about that. But because it's an elected term, we're thrown into that. It's the only way you can get that term, that you can get that position.
So in an election cycle defined, unfortunately, by a great deal of contention and bitterness, it seems like this campaign has managed to largely skirt that by being less political. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say, and it's just that I believe that the candidates running, see, we have nothing to do with stances on crime or, you know, penalties for drug offenders or anything like the DA race has. We really don't have positions like that. We're a recording, a state land recording office. We take in documents. We make decisions whether they can be recorded or not, and most of the time they are. I mean, we review them. We put them on record. We get them indexed. We get them scanned. We get them out to the internet for a public view, and someone owns their house and has clear title and a deed to their house. That's basically what we do. You know, it's not like someone can come here and say, so how do you feel about this? How do you feel? I mean, if it involves real estate things that might affect this office, that's a different story. You know, if they were to increase our fees or, you know, think about consolidating or something like that, that'd be a different idea.
So as far as the campaign, have you been out and about in the community? Are you reaching out to – what's it look like from that perspective?
Well, I feel positive, but, you know, it still all comes down to who goes out and votes on that day. You know, I mean, I ran through the primary. It was uncontested because my opponent is an independent. I'm running as the Democratic candidate. So I went through the primary unopposed, and here I am going into the November 6th election. I feel positive, but it still comes out to who decides to come out and vote that day. And if they come out or not, whether it's a nice day. I mean, I hope people stay true to their form, just like they did in the primary. But, time will tell. You know, at the end of the day, then I'll know for sure. I've been out in the community for sure. I mean, since it started, between getting signatures and getting myself on the ballot and then, you know, holding fundraisers and attending events and having meet and greets and going to downtown celebrations and, you know, standing and handing out bios and going to Democratic meetings and going to other town meetings to hand out information, doing interviews, radio, TV, you know, it's all part of it.